Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, God.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yesterday we pondered how Jesus wished to reveal the Father to us and have us really discover the Son. That has been the whole purpose of Jesus' incarnation. Today Jesus gives us the means by which to enter on in. As soon as he says that it is that Trinitarian mystery, entering into it, that we will discover the deep reality about God, deep reality of ourselves. Then he gives us three commands today to advance in that personal knowledge. First verb is come. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Jesus wants us to approach him. We've got to get up from where we are, and we've got to journey to him. Jesus is always coming close to us, but he wants to have our action. He wants us to get up. He wants us to move. And he wants to teach us precisely through labors and burdens. We can sometimes think that we should be liberated from all of these, but he makes us more and more children of the Father when we have these labors and burdens that lead us to have to go to him to ask for help. So I've mentioned here many times, the essential sin is to treat the Father as if he's dead. That was the problem of both of the sons in the parable of the prodigal son. And when we have labors and burdens, when we're overwhelmed, it should make us humble so that we go to the Lord and just cry out for help. The devil's always going to tempt us to pride there so that we'll endeavor to fix it ourselves. But it begins through our labors and our burdens by going to the Lord so that he can literally remake us. Sometimes when we hear this translation, which is a poor one, "I will give you rest," we think, "I'll give you vacation. I'll take the burdens and the labors away." It's not what the Greek means. The Greek means, "I will remake you. I will refresh you. I will press the reset button." Not by taking you away from these labors and burdens, but precisely through them. And the way he will do it through them is the second verb. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. Jesus' yoke is the patibulum, it is the cross, it's that transverse bar. He doesn't just want us to lay down and have him force it on us. He wants us to take it, he wants us to seize it, he wants us to see the opportunity and grasp it. That it's through our labors and our burdens that we're able to associate ourselves with the Lord Jesus. This is the means by which he remakes us. And third, learn from me, for I'm meek and humble of heart. And as you learn from me, you will find rest for yourself. The way he seeks to refresh us is precisely by our becoming more and more like him. And the way we do so is through those labors and burdens that we share with him conjugally when we take on his yoke and become one yoke with him, which is what conjugum means. I've mentioned before that the Greek here doesn't say learn from me. It means learn me. Learn me. Jesus is our teacher always. And his main classroom is when we approach him, sees his patibulum, his cross, his love, which makes even the cross bearable. And it's through that that we become more and more like our teacher through humility and through meekness. Humility, recognizing we need God's help. Meekness, a strength that doesn't have to manifest itself. This whole mystery was lived out by the Jews. First reading, we see the Jews under subjugation, and God comes to refresh them, to give them rest by uniting themselves evermore to Him. He asks them to seize on that burden, seize on the whole mystery of the Passover He's going to give. He reveals Himself as the great I Am. And we recognize that in the Gospel, Jesus says 5 times in St. John's, I Am. And He does all 5 in response to His Passion. When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I Am. You know, the lifting up is on the cross. To the last, when they were coming to arrest Jesus, when Jesus identified Himself as I Am and everybody collapsed, all 5 have to do with His Passion. He was going to unite the Jews to His Passion. And as we pray in Psalm 23, where He will lead us to refreshment, He does that always through the Red Sea and what the Red Sea prefigures, the whole mystery of our baptism. And that's the way that they were, in fact, able to learn the Lord's meekness and humility, through precisely how the Lord acted in time. Today the Church celebrates the Feast of St. Camillus de Lellis, the patron saint of care for the sick. And we see how the Lord had this mystery relived in His life. He was a Neapolitan, and the Neapolitans always have anger issues. When he was young, he was a soldier. His dad swore like a sailor, and he went into the army, and up to 25, he had terrible bad habits. His violent streak only grew, and he returned from the army addicted to gambling. He needed a job somewhere. A Capuchin took pity on him and gave him a job among the Capuchins as a laborer there. But eventually one of the Capuchins was able to break through, and he had a total conversion to the Lord in his late 20s. He wanted to become a Capuchin, but because he had a leg infection, a serious leg infection, and again, many of the religious orders treated imperfections as a disqualification from religious life, because God could not be calling anybody with a serious imperfection to religious life. So he ended up going into a hospital where the Fate Bene Fratelli cared for him, the Brothers of St. John of God. And he was cared for in such a way that he recognized that was the calling of his life. But many of these do-good brothers had no organizational ability whatsoever, that even though they had incredible hearts, so many people were not receiving care because of their disorder, because of their incapacity to organize. So he wanted to use what he had learned from the military to help, and that's where he started to form people around him so that they'd be able to care for the needs of the sick, and these became the Camillians. There were 2 real principles of the Camillians. The first was to treat everybody exactly as they were treating Christ, to find Christ in others. And then second, to take a 4th vow so that they would not refuse even risk in their lives to care for the sick. So even those with the bubonic plague, with all their labors and burdens, were encouraged to come to the Camillians, and they cared for them. Toward the end of his life, where because of that leg injury, he wasn't able to walk from bed to bed, he crawled on the vermin-infested floors to be able to care for Christ in one more, and one more, and one more. It was through, first, his own labors and burdens, through yoking himself to Christ in His mercy, that he was remade in Christ's image. And from that point forward, he sought to bring everybody else to that same discovery. People discovered in him Christ caring for them. And he discovered in those for whom he was caring Christ, who was ill and requiring comfort. way St. Camillus learned this mystery each day and the way we do is here at Mass. It's here Jesus says, come to me with all your labors and burdens. Come to me with your fatigue. Come to me with your perspiration in the middle of the summer, and I will remake you. Take my yoke upon you. Enter into the cross with me and learn me, for a meek and humble of heart. And this is the way you will find rest. Because when you have the love that flows through my passion, the yoke, however heavy, is easy because it's tailor-made. And the burden, even though it might crush others, you'll find light. The last prayer a priest prays before he goes up to the altar of God, to the God who gives joy to his youth and remakes him. Domine quid existi jugum meum suave est ad onus meum leve, facur istud portare sic valiam, ut consequar tuam gratiam. Lord, you have said, my yoke is easy and my burden light. Make that I may so bear this yoke as to obtain your grace. This is the sentiment with which a priest goes up to the altar to take on, as he dons the chasuble, Christ's own burden, Christ's own love. This is the way we ultimately learn the Lord.